This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do thank you for being with me, understanding, paying attention, being part of the conversation, be part of the team, part of the family. Whatever part you is, I'm happy to have you. Seriously. So, you know, hop up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can be part of the party. How's that? You know, that goes on here on a regular basis. But give me your email address. Put it up in there on the right-hand side. Every little white box up there, you know, says newsletter. That way there, we can send you out a weekly email. You know, yes, there are things on here you can buy, but I don't send it out for that reason. I mostly send it out so you have a clue, so you know what's going on the show, who the guests are going to be, and what we might be talking about. So that would be really, 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 really cool. Anyway, you know, Todd Stearns posted a piece, which doesn't surprise me at all. This is something that's just going on, and we know we talked about it tonight, whether it's reproductive health, sex ed, whatever you want to call it. All these things that the state has decided it needs to teach your kids with or without your permission. So public school separated students by sexual identity and religion. Don't know why. I don't even know why this is being taught, dealt with, or however at these schools. Students at Grand County High School in Utah were supposed to attend a poetry slam workshop. The workshop was supposed to be on tolerance and acceptance. And why would you keep your kids from that? Instead, students were subjected to political rhetoric, political correctness, and something called identity mapping. So why do I have to have my children exposed to identity mapping? Why do I have to have you telling my kids that they have to fall within these lines or do this, 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 and this so they can figure out what and who they are? See, religious people feel that God made man and woman, male and female he made. You don't have a right to tell my kid different. You just don't have that right. One of the workshop leaders announced to the children, "I'm queer. I'm Trump's worst enemy." Isn't that great? How sweet. And some students were directed by workshop leaders to separate themselves into groups based on their sexual identity and their religious preference. Parents told the Todd Stearns show that they're furious because they were not notified in advance about the controversial content on the presentation. They went on to say, "I'm sending my daughter to school to get an education, not to learn about the LGBTQ community." Look, I feel the same way, but take that out of it. I don't send my kids to school to learn about different religions. I don't send my kids to school to learn about reproductive health, which is a lie, or sex education. There's a lot of things I don't send my kids to school to learn. Reading, writing, arithmetic, and history. And history, only if you can get it right. If you can't get it right, shut it down and we'll just do something else. Superintendent J.D. Stoddard told the Stern Show, "The presentations were made to the entire student body during English class by poets connected to Moab Pride, a local LGBT organization. There were some inappropriate examples used in those presentations, asking students to identify certain things about themselves that is protected by law. The superintendent admitted that some things were outside the legal boundaries. He sent a letter to the parents detailing his concerns about what happened at the high school. The letter, he said, I would not expect an exercise in which individual students are asked to reveal their sexual orientation and gender identity to be part of the English curriculum. In this case, he wrote, there was no parent notification that topics related to sexuality would be discussed outside the approved health curriculum, which was not acceptable. Parents want to know why the Moab Pride group was allowed inside the high school and why teachers did not intervene when the group began to solicit personal information from the children. See, this is, I don't know if the teachers are part of it. I don't know if they're ignorant to it. They don't know what they have a right or don't have a right to do, or that they think it's a good thing. There's no way to know. Superintendent says, I don't have an explanation for you. Just caught the whole school off guard. One parent who asked not to be identified, because you know why, told the radio show that the students were divided up by religion, sexual preference, and political values. What in God's creation could religion, for what their purpose is, religion, seriously, or political views? Were they trying to show that religious people with conservative views were not, or probably by different numbers, were not part of the LGBTQ community? I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to show. I'm just suggesting. Their intention was to plant a seed in high school. They're trying to indoctrinate the kids when you have people saying, I'm a queer and it's okay, I'm a lesbian, it's okay. I mean, is this not some kind of form of indoctrination, said one parent? As for the workshop where kids were forced to engage in identity mapping, I don't know what that even means, the superintendent said. So he allowed something to take place at his school, and he had no idea what it was about, what it meant, and what it would do. Regardless, the school district said, the presenters will not be invited back to the school. Every child that walks into that school has to feel safe, no matter what their religious views are, or even their sexual preference. Instead of it being anti-bullying workshops, how is it anti-bullying when you directly point out someone? When you're making someone, you know, I have a whole different take on this. Someday. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. We'll come back. David Fisher from Landmark Gold joins us. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hopefully, guys, yesterday was, National Pasta Day. Hopefully you had some pasta. Actually, it should be National Pasta Month since it's Italian month, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know who it is. I always enjoy having him on with us every week. I'll learn how to speak English one of these days, I promise. Well, I always love when David Fisher joins me because he puts finances in plain, simple English. I know a lot of people have a hard time doing that, or a lot of you are nervous. It's kind of like when they talk about sex ed for your kids, you turn it down, you don't want to listen to it, you go, la, 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 la. You can't do that. You have to have information. You have to know what's going on to be able to know what to make the right decisions for your money, with your money, for your financial future. So, David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have a good time when he's on with me. David, thanks for being with me today.
Oh,
so glad to be with you. Very historic day today, Joe. Big one. Big, big day today.
Today is a historic, let me see. No, it's Italian Heritage Month, so what is it, like Pasta Mazzul Day or what? What's the deal? I'm just curious.
We're anniversary. It's an anniversary of the market. 30 years, Black Monday today.
Wow. 30 years?
30 years, Monday.
You're not talking about the one, no, that was Black Friday, right? There were two different Black something days. Why don't you explain them to the listeners? Seriously. Some of them are too young to remember.
Three decades ago, October 19th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average tanked 23%. In terms today, Joe, that'd be 5,300 points. The Dow dropping. So imagine the Dow that broke 23,000 points here, very historical day yesterday, dropping over 5,000 points down to 18,000. That would catch people's attention. And it certainly did the equivalency of that in 30 years ago, Black Monday. So,
yeah, 30. Now, when the Dow, and I've heard all kinds of conversation around this, but when the Dow drops like that or you know, because we've seen it come back even when it's made major drops, what was the difference, you know, the Black Mondays or, you know, when you've had these major falls to today? Would it be the same? Is it on the same scale? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, relatively speaking?
Well, first of all, just the market in general, there's so much to talk about the market. It's Wall Street is boldly ignoring the market history. Markets do correct when they get into a frenzy or what I call the euphoria stage, which we'll also talk about on your program today. But the market is downright bullish. There's little reason to argue the point that the market is not bullish. The trends in the markets are bullish. Globally, it's happening, not just in the United States. And it's not just a mild trend. It's a strong trend with a lot of correlations that causes, you know, this market to keep on breaking out at all-time highs. So just about every week we're seeing all-time highs. You know, and of course, this is not as surprising given the massive levels of central bank interventions. That's what's causing this, with suppressed interest rates and a global coordination between governments and massive asset managers in the last 8 years have putting this money that the Fed has created called quantitative easing to work. So this is all, you know, coupled with President Trump's deregulation on businesses, this has finally let the really put a couple more coals on the market fire that is causing it to be really historical. You know, but that doesn't mean we can't have another crash or another market crisis. But it's that idea has faded into the abyss of our minds. But it is a different market today than it is back in 1987. That's clearly the case. And some say it's more fragile than 1987 when you put the pieces together. And we can talk about that if we have time before the break a little bit here.
Now, I didn't want to talk about all this, but I got to tell you something. I was sitting here thinking as you're talking, the original, what was it, Black Friday way back in, you know, 1902,
1929.
But it was totally different back then. I mean, the buy and sell, the way you issued orders, the way you got, you made things happen. In 1987, the same thing. We weren't totally computerized in 1987. Still kind of sitting on the brink of things. Have computers caused a negative or positive glitch in the process?
Well, I think it's been both. You know, keep in mind the market. When we first were trading, and there was in 1987, there was just the New York Stock Exchange and the Chicago Options and Future Exchanges. Those were the only games in town. Now we got 12 regulated stock exchanges, 30 alternative.
English,
say that
Dave.
Word five English. Times. English. We got 30 alternative trading systems where stocks can trade, and who knows how many dark pools where members can trade their own venues, but the New York Stock Exchange is about 30% of the trading volume compared to 90% in 1987. So it's a lot of different areas and coordinating. So it's become broad based, but trying to work them all together to avoid a market correction is like trying to herd cats. So there's the market is more fragmented now because there's more exchanges and there's more things that could trigger right now. There's more regulations that have been put into the market, and there's a lot of talk that there's more to come, but who knows? There was very few regulations in 1987. There's been very few. There was more before 2008 correction, and there's been multiples put into effect since 2008, the Dodd-Frank Act and many other aspects of that law. But those are being now unwound, some of that, not all of it, just a couple pieces. But there's also computerized trading. So computerized trading makes the market more fluid, but it also makes it more volatile because now you can trade in milliseconds, not minutes.
That's right. Yep.
And, you know, that's evidence why we had the flash crash here where the market dropped thousands of over 1,000 points in just moments. So computers, when they work great, it works great. Oh. When they don't, it's a headache, and the same thing happens in the market.
Yeah, you know what? It's the same thing here in the radio world, right? I mean, you know this, when they're up and they're working right, and they're giving you the information you need and the time you need them, and they're wonderful, and we praise them. And then, as it happens from time to time, when I'm on the air with you or other people, the screens all go blank, and you're like, okay, now what do I do? You know, you get so dependent on them. I would imagine, you know, the market, again, we got to go to break, but I would imagine the market's the same way. When those computers start trading and doing what they've been asked to do set by the guidelines, that's got to make people nuts. I love when that happens, don't you? You know, we're going to have a lot more with David Fisher on the other side of the break, and you know what he's like. He knows his stuff. Sometimes he almost sounds like, whatever. It's because he knows it so well. So more with David Fisher. If you don't have money, shame on you. If you have a few bucks, let's find a way for you to keep it in your pocket and make some more money with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Those letters, Skinner. Yeah, you know what? I'm in one of those moods. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, although I won't answer you, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to him. I always enjoy when David is on the show. We learn so much from him. At least I do. Oh, it's you guys. We're back at it with our buddy David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. I always love when he's on because we can have some plain, simple English conversations. You know, we always hear about market crashes and bubbles and, you know, Black Friday, Black Monday, Green Tuesday, I don't even know what you want to call it, whatever. Love the color scheme here. But anyway, David, always a pleasure to have you with me. And, you know, we kind of ended on, or started to end on, the influence that computers has in trading. And I don't know, first of all, I don't think trading is always an exact science. I mean, that's kind of what I've gotten from you over the years. Number two is the computers have got to lend, you know, you set up criteria. Computers don't think about anything. They do what they're told. That's got to create some havoc.
You know, humans who trade have emotion, and then they second guess it, and they, you know, hesitate, or they pull the trigger when they shouldn't have pulled the trigger. A computer doesn't have any of that, and it just does what it's inputted to do, and it's called momentum trading is the terminology. When this happens and this happens, then let's place this order with this amount of dollars in this area. And that causes a movement in that area called momentum trading. And then usually other people hop on the same bandwagon, and that's what causes spurts in markets. So computers can dictate, you know, think about that for a second. Just computers itself that have been told what to do is dictating an actual market move, not based upon the companies if they're doing something great or not. So it goes for buying, it'll go also for selling. But the problem is, you know, we have this thing called the flash crash, and we had 1987 when we didn't have circuit breakers. Circuit breakers is a, like you're in your home, when there's too much power that goes through a circuit, the circuit breaker shuts off the power.
Okay? Right. Yep.
They had the same thing in the stock market. They created circuit breakers. When there's too much downtick of, you know, they don't do it to the uptick. If the market goes up too fast, they don't limit that. They don't shut down the market and kick in the circuit breakers. But if the market goes down too fast, they shut down the market and they halt trading. So, you know, we have circuit breakers now. But the problem is when you have computerized trading, they can blow through these circuit breakers and actually cause the market to go much lower, much quicker. obviously, by having a flash crash, the circuit breakers didn't kick in because we blew through them. So volume is so much more larger now than, and there's a book that was written here recently called A First Class Catastrophe, The Road to Black Monday, The Worst Day on Wall Street History by Diane Henriques. Haven't read it yet, but I've been reading excerpts from it. And she is saying that, you know, 1987 was just exposing the problem in the stock market of creating the crack lines. And 2008 trembled those fault lines, but the big hit has not happened yet. And we just put a Band-Aid on 2008, same things I've been saying. So the market is healthier in some ways, but also not so healthy. And, you know, who knows what it's not. It's, first of all, it's not a matter of if it will correct. It's a matter of when. But we're clearly in what I call a euphoria stage. There's three stages to a market. There's the first stage in a market where it says, you know, everything is, I don't know if it's really in a bull market or not. We're in the denial phase. And that's when you make the most amount of money. People get involved in that. The second phase is the wall of worry. Should I get in? Should I not get in? Did I do the right thing? There's little hiccups along the way. The third phase is what we're in, the euphoria stage. This is when the public invests in this vehicle in masses, bidding up prices higher and higher, accelerating the gains, making investments much more exciting for everyone. It's a lot of cheerleading. And there's some people that still have not fully invested, but most people have. And this is the phase where everyone is completely convinced that an investment is almost infallible. That's the environment we're in. The next environment, it comes as a correction. You know, we saw this in 2008. We saw this in 2000. The dot-com craze, we saw this prior to 1987. It's always euphoria before the downturn. So don't get too carried away. Be careful. And that's why 30 billionaires are coming out, or 20, excuse me, billionaires have come out now and said, just be careful, this market is in euphoria stage.
Interesting. Really, really interesting. And it always amazes me. Again, you know, I find out from listening to some of you guys, and I do read on my own once in a while, believe it or not, that the, you know, it's not an exact science. You know, things don't exactly, as you say, some of it is emotional trading. You know, some of it's real trading. Some of it's computerized trading with absolutely no emotion in it whatsoever. So, you know, as time goes on, though, the market, potential market crash becomes greater or could become more of a reality. I don't think I've asked you this pointed question before. Is what kind of things do we look for? What things need to come together for this market to just flush?
Well, there's a lot of things. Ironically, Steve Mnuchin, our Secretary of Treasury, made an announcement just yesterday about this. He's talking about tax reform. And Mnuchin, he's been saying mixed messages on this. He's saying it's essential that we get this tax reform done by the end of the year. Yet President Trump is saying, you know, it took Reagan a couple years to get it done.
Yep.
So, you know, we're working towards the end of the year, but we might not get that. So have some patience. It actually took Reagan 9 months. But Mnuchin said yesterday, quote, there is no question in my mind that if we don't get this done, you're going to see a reversal of significant amount of these gains. He's referring to the stock market,
sure.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So it could be that. It could be the Fed unwinding their balance sheet. When that starts to happen, because that's the fuel. That has been the fuel for this stock market. Now they're saying we're taking away the fuel. And not only are we taking it away, we're not creating more, we're selling what we've created. So it's not only a negative, it's a double negative. So we are moving into a territory that when they've done this 5 out of 6 times, it's moved into a recession. This time, though, we're moving up in interest rates, which is a negative. Once companies can't make the profit margins because rates are higher, at first it's good for the market because it stimulates the market. But when they start raising rates to a certain level, the teeter-totter tips the other direction. And I think we're going to hit that in 2018 because we have 3 rate hikes then, 1 in December before 2018. A lot of people are saying 2018 is going to be the change. So That could be that. It could be war. Could be the petrodollar. I think the first two are the most reasonable ones, though. Just those two things happening, and I think, and they might happen simultaneously. So it's not one thing. It could be a handful of things. But all it takes is one spark of a fearful thing happening. That's what turned every single market. 1987, 1929, 2000, and our great 2008 year.
You know, President Trump came out and said, oh, my God, the market historic levels. It hit another historic high. It broke 23,000. I'm thinking to myself, and I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody, but isn't it technically every time it goes up right now, it hits another historic high because it's never really been that high before? I mean, for the most part.
Well, yes, but let's put it into perspective here.
Quickly,
I'm not a Trump hater. I want to keep reminding people of this. The S&P 500 performance in presidents, with the top 10, let's say, for the first months after their 11 months after their election, because President Trump's been almost 11 months now. Number one is Roosevelt, 1932. It went up 41%. Keep in mind, Trump so far has gone up almost 19%. And yet it's saying virtually this is unprecedented market. You know, the news media is saying that. And, you know, and there is coming off what we came off of 2008, it feels like it's unprecedented. So I can see why they say that. But when you crunch the numbers to it, Trump is 19% is the S&P 500 since elections, 11 months into his leadership. Clinton was 38%. Kennedy was 24%. Obama was 16%. And Bush was 7%. So he's kind of in the middle of the pack, but one of the leaders in most recent times. But it's not the most unprecedented market. It just feels that way since we came off such a low and a correction in 2008.
Now, we got to go for a quick break. And when I come back, one of the things I want to talk to you about, and I've got, I want to try to get a lot in like 11 seconds here, but one of the things I want to talk about is all the money that is overseas, that companies still have overseas. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. Putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Please answer the question.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get right back to the guest, and then we'll wrap up when he's finished. And maybe you can figure out how to put some money in your pocket. You know what I mean? You know, I always appreciate the time that my guest spends on with me, because I learn so much about finance. I learn how the money flows, how it works. You know, I've always been one of those guys that I love to joke about the fact that there is no real money, okay? They're just numbers on a piece of paper. You know, when you get your credit card bill or what have you, do you stuff cash or do you stuff gold in the envelope and send that? No, you don't. It's just numbers on a piece of paper. But anyway, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. Always get some really good information from David. And David, when we finished up the last segment, I said to you, one of my curiosities, because I don't really, you know, I almost understand how money flows, but there's a boatload of U.S. companies that have over $2.5 trillion stored in, I don't know, tax havens or tax shelters, if you would, overseas and offshore. Does that, and they say it's four major companies, it's Apple, Pfizer, Microsoft, and General Electric. If we could get that money back to this country, get that, you know, because it's just sitting for all intents and purposes. But if we get that money back in this country, what does that really do for us?
Well, I don't think it's going to do what they want it to do. I think it's more wishful thinking than reality. There was a survey done and an article, first of all, an article written by Noel Sinclair, who's a market correspondent for Yahoo Finance. And he was part of the survey that was conducted by Bank of America Merrill Lynch that showed when companies bring back money, they're not going to put it into a growth-induced investment. In other words, hiring more people to create more money. What the number one thing that they do is pay down debt. The number two is they use the money for repurchasing shares, which, on a side note, a lot of the reasons why markets or stocks are going up is companies are repurchasing their shares and supporting their own market. So the other things that they're doing for these the money that would come back would be paying dividends and funding pensions. So further down on the list is, you know, hiring new people. That's by a survey on asking companies what they would actually do. We've seen some history in the past during the last repatriation. Event in 2004 under the Homeland Investment Act, evidence showed that companies used most of the $312 billion that was repatriated for buying back their own stocks. So that was quite a bit of the money, 43% of the money was abroad, and they used most of that to do that. So I don't think we're going to get the bang for the buck here. I think Wall Street, just like Wall Street, hasn't been on a hiring. Companies haven't been on a hiring growth spree. They've been just trying to, you know, term down their employment.
Running trimmer. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're trying to pay people, you know, full time. So they're trying to be lean and mean, and they're getting heavy in cash. So they have cash to do buybacks. They're not using it for R&D as much percentage-wise as they used to, and they're not using it for engrossment, growing their company in investments. They're using it for paying back their own dividends and also doing buybacks. So history has shown that it's not going to do what is being told us. I could be wrong, but history is usually a good teacher.
Yeah, they're usually more wrong than you are. Usually you're pretty much right on the mark. The tax plan that the president's put forward, any changes to it? Have you heard about any changes to it? You know, because you hear one side will say it's totally going to destroy the economy. The little guy's going to end up paying more, not less. The guy who has a lot of money is going to end up paying less, not more. I'm just totally confused by all of this. Just take a quick couple of minutes to talk about it.
Well, the tax plan is supposed to stimulate the economy. Who knows if it's going to get passed or not. Steve Mnuchin is saying it has to get passed before the end of the year, and President Trump says we could take 9 months to do it. Right now it doesn't have the support to pass it. But if it did get passed, it should stimulate the economy. I don't know if it's going to stimulate it as much as people think, because some saying it's already factored in, evidence why Steve Mnuchin says that if we don't pass it, we're going to have a market correction. Because if it wasn't factored in, the market wouldn't correct. So I don't know how much bang for the buck. We already got a lot more freer environment economically for businesses to grow. A tax incentive would just put more cash in the company's hands. Will they use it to add more people to the payroll? That is still yet to be said. I don't know if that's going to happen when companies save a little bit more money through taxes. Proven history here recently, which what we just talked about, shows that they're probably not going to go on a hiring spree by getting a few thousand more dollars.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, I've seen that happen before. I've always wished and believed that they could put more people on, but they, like you said, they very rarely do. Look, if people sign up for your free monthly newsletter, okay, they get a lot of value out of that, even though it's free. In this case, you'll get more than what you're paying for, right?
Everything's free, and so what do you get? What you're paying for is what you put into it. And we do extensive work and research, and we have a monthly newsletter. This one is called Black Gold for Yellow Gold, The Trade That Changes the World. I think this is probably one of my keynote newsletters of the year. I encourage people to get it because it will help them understand what something I've been watching for 4 years, been studying intensively for the last 6 months, and finally put it to print here that's coming out this month.
Well, it's always exciting, seriously. And then, you know, when it comes to the, one of the things we really haven't hit on that much, and people, you know, when we talked about it in the past, people kind of think we're making it up, but I think we've got them convinced now this really has happened, it really does happen, and it really can happen, which is the thing known as the bail-in, and you're up on your seventh edition, right?
I just came off the press here. It has a little bit of black gold for yellow gold verbiage in it because that does affect the bail-in, the loss of the dollar being the world reserve currency, or at least being competed with. You know, on a side note, I just got a phone call from a person that received our literature. He's a CPA. And he said, did you see the article in the Wall Street Journal last month about the bail-in? I go, no, I haven't. Please send it to me. So it's out there. It hasn't happened yet, but it's a real deal.
Yeah, and I tell people, it's not a matter of making you aware of something. It's not trying to scare you into moving or doing something. It's more or less, hey, here's the information. Here's the history. Here's how it's happened in the past. You interested or not? It's really that simple. It's not that hard. And this falls under the Dodd-Frank Act, right?
This cites the Dodd-Frank, explains it, why it was passed, how it was passed, the size of the bill, and it goes on from there and what the Dodd-Frank Act did in changing the legal ownership of our money and creating the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which would be the entity, not the president, who would initiate the bail-in.
Well, all right. So tell people how they can get or tap in this vast knowledge that you have.
Besides directing into my brain cells, they can call my company.
Or coming over to the house for dinner, one of the two, right?
Yeah, one of the two. My wife's an incredible cook, by the way. 844-715-7311, or they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com.
Yeah, that's always... hey, we're coming to the holiday season. I'm just curious. I know you call it, and I call it the Christmas season, but... this year, what's your prediction? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I'm curious for the retail world. Do you think they'll do well this year? You think because, I mean, now that it's President Trump and things look a little different from an economic standpoint, you think anybody will move on it?
Retail should be up this year, I think.
Really? I think people will finally cut loose. I mean, I know credit card debt's up already.
Yeah, that's why retail's up.
We got more. Yeah, watch this. All my balances on my credit cards, they'll all give me increases, hoping that I... Spend over the holiday season. That's always fun. David, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And glad to know that I can help you out in your, you know, what have you been at this now? 4 or 5 years now you've been at selling gold and silver and precious metals?
Times 5 years more, 25 years, put it up there.
25 years, my God.
25 years, last August, 25 years.
And a business, I'm sure, has changed dramatically in 25 years.
Everything. There's more information than ever about why you need precious metals now. I mean, all you have to do is turn on the television.
Yeah, I know. True, very true. But you've got to go with somebody you trust. You know, I've not received any negative information on you, but you've got to go with somebody you trust, somebody you know is telling you the truth. Look, if you really want to get to know Landmark Gold, Landmark Capital, you got to go over to landmarkgold.com, read some of the information they have available for you there, or you can call them at 844-715-7311. 844. Come on, Dad. Lick the end of that pencil. Get to writing. 715-7311. David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
My pleasure.
You know, and if you can, take a few minutes, take the time, head over to the website, landmarkgold.com, and, you know, read, get information. You don't have to have $1 million to make this happen. But you need to get involved because, you know, we don't know where this stuff is going. I don't believe everything that comes down the Republican pipe, you know? You guys know that already. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for hanging in with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't forget, we're back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. A lot of good guests tomorrow. Surprise guests. I'm not telling you until you show up. We'll see you tomorrow night.